This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Top officials from U.S. President Donald Trump's administration are expected to brief Congress on Tuesday about the threat they say Iran poses to the United States. The briefing comes after U.S. officials expressed suspicion that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations, as well as an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. Meanwhile, President Trump and a key Iranian official have been trading barbs on Twitter. On Sunday, Trump tweeted, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran." Iran's foreign minister replied with a suggestion that Trump try respect instead of issuing threats. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has announced a 16-year-old Guatemalan boy has died in custody after entering the country illegally a week ago. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Antler.
Google said Monday it is restricting China's Huawei telecommunications company from access to Google's Android operating system. It's making the move in compliance with the Trump administration's blacklisting last week of Huawei as a national security threat. Millions of Huawei phones already in use will continue to have access to Google services, but last week's order will curb future dealings between the two companies. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says one of its warships in the South China Sea sailed Monday near the disputed Scarborough Shoal claimed by China and the Philippines. It was the second U.S. freedom of navigation exercise in the region in the past month. A spokesman said it was carried out to challenge maritime claims that it called excessive and preserve access to the waterways as governed by international law. Television comedian Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as the new president of Ukraine. As expected, he immediately dissolved Ukraine's parliament, which he has described as a group of self-enriching politicians. He also called for snap elections. He announced his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years. The conflict has killed about 13,000 people.
Задля того, щоб наші герої більше не гинули, я готовий на все.
Zelensky said he's ready to do everything in order to prevent more Ukrainian deaths. He said he's not afraid of taking difficult decisions or giving up his popularity. He said he would give up his position without hesitation if it would lead to peace. Egypt's Interior Ministry says security forces killed 12 suspected militants during raids Monday near Cairo. A ministry statement linked the militants to an armed affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood. It said authorities found explosives, weapons, and ammunition at two different raid sites. The operation came a day after a roadside bomb hit a tourist bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids, injuring 17 people. The Interior Ministry did not link the two incidents. Sweden issued Monday a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is currently jailed in Britain. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
A Swedish prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the US extradition request for Assange. Charles Ledesma, London.
The nearly 400 graduating seniors of Morehouse College in Atlanta got a special graduation gift yesterday. This year's commencement speaker, Robert Smith, a billionaire investor and philanthropist, announced to the graduates of the all-male historically black college that he will pay off the student debt for the entire class at a cost of about $40 million. Smith said he expects the graduates to use their good fortune to pay it forward by helping other people in the future. Marissa Melton, VOA News.